Red Edition, welcome. Happy day. There's 2.2 million firearm owners in Canada who are legal, and there's estimated another 8 or 10 million firearm owners in Canada who aren't legal, and that would be good guys, but in turn, they didn't fill out all the forms, and then, of course, there's a whole bunch of illegal guys that are really bad hombres, and they're the guys that we should be worried about. There's millions of them. Maybe. We don't know. They don't register. They don't go and say, here's my phone number and everything else. I'm a bad guy, and I have a gun in my pocket. Just the good guys do that. And the real honest good guys, that 2.2 million that I told you about already, they have absolutely no idea why they are under attack as enemies of the state and are being held responsible for crimes that bad guys have done and do continually in Canada. The media and the government have laid out an attack on guns that completely leaves out any provisions against the gangs that are abusing guns. Wow. And it's really happening. For instance, there was a terrorist that attacked a couple of people and killed two people and injured others in Toronto recently. And the press won't even use the word terrorist at all. Instead, what they've said, their words are, let's go get the guns from that 2.2 million people because we know where those guns are. And we don't know where any other guns are. Let's get them from those guys because they're the good guys. The good guys, and I happen to be one of them, we are under attack. I got to say it again. Enemies of the state. Unbelievable. Ed Berlew and me. I was in Toronto recently at his office in Thornhill, Ontario, which is just north of Toronto, and Ed gave me a present. He gave me that hat that you see me wearing. Ed is he's a great friend, and he's a great attorney, and his specialty, of course, are guns. And he's always defending people that are in the gun world in Canada, and he's good at it. And I got to tell you, Firearm Legal Defense, he's the senior attorney for that, firearmlegaldefense.com, and for CSSA, Canadian Shooting Sports Association, the largest voice for the gun owner in Canada. If you haven't joined up for those two places, you know, do it. I mean, you need to be protected. The government is out to get you if you're a good guy with a gun. Defensive gun uses far, far outnumber firearm homicides, but gun grabbers still want to get your gun. I can go on and on about all of this. It doesn't make any sense. And the Canadian people in North America, people around the world, they don't care about guns much. I mean, just the press does. People don't. They say, come on, let's do other things. Lower our taxes, give me freedom, and so on. There's a long list of stuff in Johannesburg, in South Africa. White guys with guns. Most of the guys in Canada happen to be white. We're under attack from our own government. In South Africa, the white guys were under attack by their government, who happened to be black. Started a few years ago, they said, hey, you guys, you're defending yourselves. That's not nice. So they put in all kinds of gun laws and rules, and they haven't picked them up yet, but it's pretty close because it's almost illegal to use them. And now they're saying, we don't like you guys. You're the wrong color. You're white. And we're going to take your land away. And they're actually doing that. So they're taking the land away. Why? Because we're socialists now, and we're black, and you're not. But you own these big ranches. One guy owned 100,000 acres. They came and took it away from him. His family has owned it for 400 years. But they said, you're rich. You shouldn't be. That's called socialism. And then they came and said, we're taking it. But before they did that, they took his guns. Does this kind of sound like Canada, like it's going? You have a socialist government who's saying, you can't have more than me. We're going to come and get it someday. But first, we better get your guns, just in case you ever put up a fight. Is that a conspiracy? I don't know. You call it whatever you like, but it ain't very nice. 30th gun sanctuary county now is in Illinois that are saying that you can't take our rights away. We are a sanctuary city. I said ain't a few minutes ago, didn't I? Recently, a woman wrote in and she said, I'll only keep watching your show if you don't use the word ain't. First, ma'am, thanks for your opinion. I like to value everybody's opinion, right? I know it's a slang. It drives me crazy when somebody says, I seen it. It's I saw it or I have seen it. And I do understand. I know the difference. I kind of say it to create my own slang. So please don't leave me. Every now and again, I do throw it in though. Back to this sanctuary city. Are you still with me? Hang on. You know, I move around a lot. You got to keep up. Sanctuary cities, over 30 of them so far. You can't take our gun rights away. I like it. Now, here's something that you don't really have anymore. Free speech, controlled speech, banned speech. It's unspeakable. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.